Tim, tell us, what is the big sing, when and where?
The big sing is going to be held this coming Saturday at the Gwynn High School at 7 o'clock. And what it involves is it has our district is the groups from Munising, Nagani, Rhinelander, and Milwaukee. So there'll be five groups of gentlemen singing that night and doing some great entertaining.
Bill, this is sounds like a lot of groups coming together and a great night of singing.
Yeah, it is. Every 5 years we get to host it, and we're having the Gwynn High School male singers with us this time too. But it rotates around. We'll have about 90 guys on stage for the mass numbers, and we do about 6-7 mass numbers, and each chorus does 3 solo numbers, and so it just turned out to be a pretty good show.
Particular style, or is it kind of across the board with the songs?
It's all 4-part male harmony, usually piano accompaniment, but we do everything, a little bit of religious show tunes. It pretty much runs the gamut. No,
you're not
the current stuff.
But you're not doing any of the, you know, the modern rock or nothing.
No hip hop at all.
I thought Tim might maybe do it a little bit, you know, but I don't know. But this event, as you're saying, as it rotates around, so it's been going on for quite a while. Then what's the history of it?
Well, our chorus has been involved in it for 37 years, and it actually went on before that, and so it's the groups have varied in size. Right now, we've always been around 5 or 6 choruses in our district.
Sure.
And the international has changed quite a bit over the years. At one point in time, we were as high, we could put 1,200 guys on stage.
I was going to ask you about that. In terms of popularity of this, it probably has had some ebbs and flows, but you still have people that are going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do it, but the problem we're having along with everybody else is we're getting old. And it's hard to get the young guys involved.
You're seasoned. That's
what
it is.
We're seasoned, right.
You have what they call institutional memory and all that kind of thing. But that just gets smaller and smaller, too.
Right,
so.
Right.
Tim, in terms of your involvement with this, with as president of the Forsyth Singers and running that group and being involved, just what are some of the fun bits of doing this particular show?
It's fun to get together and to be with the guys and sing different parts, and the friendship that we make, during, not with just our group but all the groups from Nagani, we get to see them, and it's a lot of fun. And I've been involved with them for about 5 years, and the first time that I heard this, it was just amazing. The volume and the beautiful sound that come out of that many guys singing 4 parts. I can't describe what it sounds like.
Well, one of the things I know is that a lot of times that if we hear a male chorus, it may be in conjunction with some event where they're coming to either do the national anthems or something like that. And that's one thing that's very beautiful, very powerful. But an event like this really showcases the different approaches to the songs as well.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, because there's such a wide variety of songs that are sung during this show. Like you said, we have 5 songs that we sing together as the whole group, but then every group sings three songs separately, and it's the variety, and it's just fantastic. I mean, if anybody's never heard that many people singing together, especially that, the lower male voices, but it's just amazing. I really encourage people to try to come and listen.